Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled The Joy of Worship and is based on Psalms 84, verses 1 through 12. The psalmist begins by declaring the loveliness of the tabernacle or dwelling place of the Lord. The question may be asked as to what dwelling place is being referred. An obvious place is the temple in Jerusalem. A broader application can be any synagogue or meeting place of the people of Israel. For us today, it is where the people of God meet, usually on Sunday morning. But an even greater and general idea is any place where the Lord is in the midst of his gathered people. The whole emphasis of the psalm is that there is no better place to be than in the midst of God and his people. Verse 10 sums up the entire psalm. First, a day in God's tabernacle among him and his people is better than 1,000 days anywhere else anyone could possibly be. The second, being a doorkeeper, a guard, sentry, or keeper of the threshold, is to be preferred over having free rein in the places occupied by the wicked. Oh, how far are these sentiments from what we see and experience in the church today? Instead of being among the gathered called out ones, which the church means and is, being the number one place we so-called Christians want to be, the church at the very least appears somewhere we have little desire to be, and at worst would rather be just about anywhere else. It is no wonder that the church has lost so much of its witness and drawing power in our current society. If we, who are believers, display little enthusiasm for being with the gathered saints and believers, no one else will want to go where those who are already members and partakers have little interest in going. This attitude is also reflective of the state of our relationship with God and of our salvation. We see that the psalmist's soul longs, even faints, for the courts of the Lord, and his heart and flesh cry out for the living God. People who believe God, who trust God, who love God, want to be where he is and among others who feel the same. But we, by our actions, demonstrate we are not among those people. A large portion of those who hold membership in the church or consider themselves Christians don't even bother or make an effort to gather with believers. And many who do so as if someone forced or made them to do so. This is so far from those we see here in this psalm. Not only this, but the psalmist says they are happy who live or abide in the Lord's house. People who are happy being somewhere have a way of showing it. He also said they gain strength from their trust in God and from being in his presence. We, in many instances, have lost and do not have the joy of worship in many congregations. The 100th Psalm tells us to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We are doing neither, and the world, those on the outside of the church, those we are sent to preach to and bring the good news of the gospel to, can see it. If Jesus is lifted up, he will draw mankind to himself. The Romans lifted him up on the cross. We need to lift him up by joyfully celebrating the fact that because of what he did, we can be with God and God with us. People who meet us, and certainly those who come to where we are gathered, should see and feel our genuine desire to be in the house of the Lord. It is no wonder why our children don't want to go. Our spouses don't want to go. Our siblings and parents and other relatives don't want to go. Our neighbors don't want to go. Our friends and co-workers don't want to go. And many others in our sphere of influence. Why? Because we behave like we don't want to go. And many of us don't go. Many of us are approaching worship as a chore forced upon us against our will instead of the joy that comes from being in the presence of God. Where is the joy of worship in your own life? How is it being conveyed to those in your sphere of influence? Can people really see a genuine longing and desire to be in the tabernacle of God? Or do they see an attitude of indifference or even dislike of gathering on Sunday morning or any time with the people of God? Are we forcing ourselves to gather like some food we don't like but must eat to survive? Or are we glad, as the psalmist said, to go into the house of the Lord? If we don't like gathering here, we don't have to worry about gathering there. Why? Because we won't. God will not take us to a place we don't want to go. Well, again, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great study and lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.